JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Woo! Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
Oh, keep them coming now. Comedy gold.
Stuff is gold.
This is golden.
Hey, you're funny. You're the funniest I've ever seen.
That was what we call in radio lingo audio gold.
Woo! Here it is. Someone consider that pressure. We just say, yeah, bring it.
No, this is happening.
You feeling good about that?
Nope, but we're doing it. Comedy gold, baby.
Good morning. Welcome to the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, and Thursday.
Listen to this music.
April 25th.
Lauren, it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, basically, right now.
That feels like pressure.
Pressure.
Too much pressure?
How much
What's
pressure?
Gonna happen?
Back off on the pressure? Or are we okay with
No, we're good.
What's right. gonna happen?
Here's the deal. It's Thursday. I'm already on my second energy drink of the morning.
Jeez.
I'm ready to rock.
All right.
Let's do this. I don't work out. Don't look at me like
you
that.
You got about 15 minutes before your heart explodes.
No.
No, he
balances
it
This baby's pumping
out.
Hard. It's good.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now that I'm here, I'm great.
I gotta like self-medicate in the mornings to get through these shows. Getting up at 3:15 in the morning is awful early.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. Good. Is getting
I was say, JP's been in this room for about 25 seconds.
My God. What happened is you wore yourself out with how many times you raised your right arm and clicked record on your camera while looking at it. Your selfie game was on point last night, dude.
There was a lot. Well, I was doing my best to promote how awesome the Omaha Storm Chasers are.
And have you ever noticed, I always think this is super funny, and there's no way to get around this.
Hmm.
When you record one of those videos, and it's like the universal you, not just you.
Right.
But the first frame is always like, like the silliest face. Then there's nothing you can do to get it. Even if you think that you are ready, and you're like, 1, 2, 3. I think Liz, producer Liz, might be the only one in the world that I know who has the look
She's
down and then turn
that.
It on.
Do you smile before, so you're like, and like a freeze frame before? No, you just naturally have the ability to do that.
Well, that and the first 3 or 4 seconds of every one of those is the person checking themselves out.
Oh.
100% of the time. Whether or not you realize it, there's the look down.
And then you're like, you're looking all right, at
you,
right,
you're like, checking
the double chin. Double chin. Make sure you're set.
The videos that you were posting, like, they kept coming up, and before they'd start playing, it was always, man, it looked like you were, like, getting smacked in the face or, like, actively punched in the nose, or there was all these different things, and it just cracks me up. And there's nothing anybody can do to get around.
It's just a natural thing that everybody.
There's a reason why when you're on camera for TV, you get a countdown. So you have a few seconds to get out of that mode.
Prepare yourself.
You know what I mean?
Well, you also can't see yourself. The whole thing is that you can see yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can't make normal faces while looking into your own face.
No. Lord, no.
Selfie videos, you never look like how you look.
Right, right.
Because normally you're not analyzing your own face while you talk.
And it's flipped backwards, right? Isn't it flipped backwards?
Yes, it's like a mirror image.
Reverse, So like it is, it's because everybody's face is different on each side.
Right.
So you look a little strange.
Yeah. So my son and I went up to the Storm Chasers game in Omaha Potholes Night, which was great. But I just opened up the video. It's like.
The face.
There was a lot of people, and now I can't rattle off their names. I know Darren Ravel was there, who's a real famous guy, was on ESPN, and he does all the money stuff around sports. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that fell for their prank.
He was there.
Yeah, and he was there because he agreed since he fell for their prank. Because
they said they were changing their name to the Omaha Potholes on April 1st.
Yeah,
okay.
I know he was there, and then there was someone else. I cannot think of it. I'll think of it as soon as we're off air, which does nobody any good. But it's there. See, comedy gold. Here we go.
Warner Park is a lot of fun, so if you get a chance to go out there. My son was mad at me because I snapped that picture of him with the hot dog, and he's like, no, I'm not doing any more.
The level of mean mugging your son does to you is off the charts.
Well, we were talking about this off the air. So many of us know how annoying our parents would have been had constant cell phone video access and stuff like that been a thing when we were kids.
No, naturally. You've leveled up into old dad that does the videos constantly. My dad does too. I'm not quite there yet, but give me like 3 more years and I'll be there. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Is it bad that I'm standing on the concourse going, damn, I wish I would have had a selfie stick with me?
Yeah, no, that is. That's 100%
trying to think of a better angle. And
my dad's old enough that he isn't learning it.
Oh, that's good. He's past that.
I mean, he still carries like printed photos of all all of us in his jacket pocket all
the
time.
Oh, that's really cool. He's got printed photo. That's good.
Yeah, but you're there, dude. Right, you have it. And that's good. That's a good world to be. That's the next level from dad jokes. The next step is you start just nonstop. Like my dad, I was telling them, can't go anywhere without, I got to get a photo posted to Facebook because all my brothers and sisters and friends need to see whatever I got going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're in that world, too. That's it. That's good.
I'll own it and we'll get going.
That's good.
With the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We got a lot for you today, including cash in concerts and more Brothers Osborne tickets for that big show tomorrow night with the Bourbon Theater in Kix.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Imagine your vacation being bad enough you want to go back to prison.
Oh boy, this must have been a bad one.
Okay, just ask 64-year-old guy from Salzburg, Austria.
Okay.
He has spent 10 and a half years on the island of Tenerife, which is the Canary Islands off the coast of West Africa.
I heard those are beautiful.
Yeah, he's been there for 10 years.
Canary Islands,
because he broke out of prison and escaped to said island.
Wow. What? Like a prison in Australia?
No, he broke out of prison.
Austria.
In Austria.
I thought you said Australia.
And then he escaped and somehow made it to the Canary Islands and has been living there for 10 and a half years.
Like hiding out?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it's a nice place to hide out.
Right? I mean, what was the place that Morgan Freeman's character was going to go meet up at in Shawshank?
Somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This great, amazing
on a beach.
Place.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, though, like how much he stuck out like a sore thumb? Because he's from Austria. So he's naturally like,
Italy Chopper,
what are you doing? I'm ready here at the Canary Islands. Are we going to hang out?
An entire nation of people who sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody in my country speaks like this.
Strange that they speak English, too.
I'm still a cop, you idiot. What are you doing?
So the reason
not a tumor.
He escaped there is because they have the most beautiful beaches in the world.
I'm so tired of the beautiful beaches and pretty people everywhere.
The reason why he left and was frustrated was because there's so many tourists there.
Too many tourists, not enough people pumping iron.
So the guy who broke out of prison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is frustrated with the gentrification or the like?
I'm so angry about gentrification of things in this country. It's so ridiculous.
That's his problem. Is he's tired of all the tourists?
I hate you, tourists.
10 and a half years.
I'm trying to get pumped up on the beach.
There's so many of them. I can't do anything.
And you guys are just walking around taking pictures.
I have been hiding out here since you were in elementary school. Get off my beach.
So Saturday night, he showed up in Salzburg with two suitcases. Walked up to just a cop.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I'm a fugitive. I've been on the run for 10 and a half years. I'm ready to go back to prison.
I am a super bad guy.
Yes.
Get me to the prison.
He said he could not live another minute on that island because it's not as nice as it used to be, and he's lived there long enough.
No, I said I could not live another minute on this island.
Yeah,
why
exactly,
wouldn't he
just
escape to a different island?
Because I am dumb.
Right. So they arrested him and took him back to prison.
Have you ever seen the weights they have at prison? It's so good. It'll pump you up.
So if it's that bad, to go back to prison.
Make my muscles big in prison.
There you go.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Oh, a chance to be on stage and riff with Carrie Underwood. I think Lauren needs to sign up for it, and you do too. We'll get it in the nitty gritty coming up next.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Carrie Underwood is inviting you to perform on stage with her as part of the Cry Pretty 360 tour.
With Lauren Silverman.
No, I'm not going to do that. But you won't be singing. You will be doing the ludicrous rap from The Champion while Carrie handles the vocals. If you're interested, you're going to need to submit a video of yourself doing the entire rap. Which sounds like this.
Born champion.
Come on, practice.
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles.
The H is for the hurt, but it's also for the honor.
I think you need to practice this.
Right around M, I had the thought, God, champion's a long word. We're going to be here a while.
Why am I not surprised that that's the thought that came into your head as you're listening to that?
So you have to submit a video of yourself doing the rap. Carrie also wants to know who your champion is and why you want to honor them. The Cry Pretty 360 Tour kicks off May 1st in North Carolina. There will be a different person for each date. So it's not like you're going on tour with Carrie Underwood. You would just rap at the one in your hometown.
Okay.
So
I'm thinking we need to give you the lyrics. We'll just have you just so people can we'll do a video of you doing it because you can rap anything. I mean, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You've got these songs and raps stuck in your head that if we give you the lyrics and we could video you to give people a sample of how to do it.
Maybe we could do that.
Okay.
We could do that.
That's okay.
You can find all the details about the contest on the Kix Facebook page. Well, calling all dog lovers, once again, Miranda Lambert and her Mutt Nation Foundation will be doing a big dog adoption event as part of CMA Fest.
So
that's
cool.
Happening in Nashville in early June. Miranda will also be leading an official Mutt March in celebration of her charity's 10th anniversary. That's a big parade of pups and their humans, and they're hoping for more than 1,000 people at that. Miranda has 8 rescue dogs herself and says, quote, country music lovers and dog lovers, they just go hand in hand. There will be 4 days of dog adoptions, and Miranda's mom will be there to take photos of the dogs and their new forever families.
She's like, okay, stand a little closer. Mm-hmm. Let him lick your face.
Last year, 55 dogs were adopted.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, they're hoping to break that record this year. In case you've been waiting, Kiefer Sutherland's second country album is out tomorrow.
Is it down in A-hole 2?
Nope. This one's called Reckless and Me.
Oh, okay.
It's okay if you're annoyed that he's another actor, quote, trying his hand at country music, but he did, in all fairness, do over 300 shows in the past 2 years getting these songs into shape, so at least he gets an A for effort.
And he was amazing at the Bourbon Theater. He had the crowd just eating out of the palm of his hands.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Finally, Cody Johnson tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. to see him and Mark Chestnut at Pinewood Bowl on September 6th. You need a pre-sale code for this one. You will be able to find that on our Facebook page. That's KX969. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for KX96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
And just so you know, that pre-sale code will be up there at 9 a.m. this morning. So you can grab it and be ready to go an hour before tickets
code's
go
code's there at 9, tickets on sale at 10.
Got you covered. We've got the good things coming up.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Celebrating the good people do. It's good things every day at this time. Lauren, what's your good thing today?
I love this story. This is so cute. Darius Leonard plays for the Colts, and on Easter Sunday, he was home in his hometown of Lakeview, South Carolina. He was already there doing something awesome. He was hosting a big Easter egg hunt for kids.
Oh,
but
fun.
On Easter morning, he was driving, and he saw a car on the side of the road with a tire that had totally blown. Mm. So he pulled over to help the person. Turns out it was not a stranger. It was his high school biology teacher.
No way.
Miss Isbell, Martha Isbell, who apparently had been a pretty tough mentor for him during high school. She said he was finding himself and played around maybe a little bit too much. And it was Miss Isbell that got him on track. But she took a picture of him changing her tire and getting her back on the road. And it has gone massively viral. She posted, "The tire blew, but God had a colt in the bush. Thank you so much, Darius Leonard, for your acts of kindness towards me." And she said she was glad to see him because then she knew she was safe.
Aww.
So that's just so funny that randomly, years later, he got to do something for her after she helped him a bunch when he was in high school.
So sweet.
Nice.
Husker Nick, you're good.
He's maybe the best linebacker in the NFL, too. Last year was his first year. He's awesome. Like, hands down, every level. There's stories out of Indianapolis of all the charity stuff he did in his first year there. He's one of the good people, man. My good thing is going to be starting today. I tweeted this out, and I said it's a weekend fit for a king. This is amazing. You got the NFL draft tonight starts, which is like a national holiday for football fans.
Yep.
Avengers Endgame starts today, too.
Wow.
Which is a holiday for, you know, comic book nerds and people who like movies. Tomorrow, we've got Brothers Osborne outside partying at that. I'm taking my little son. So if you see me walking around with my little boy on my shoulders, he's down there. He loves Brothers Osborne. Game of Thrones has the battle for Winterfell this weekend, which is going to be like epic beyond I don't know. I can't go on Sunday to see Avengers because I don't think I can handle Avengers and Game of Thrones in the same day.
That's it. That's
my nerd heart will explode.
Yeah.
And then it's perfect weather for Fire Pit this weekend. Heads up on that. And then we have the NBA playoffs. Oh, my God.
A big weekend.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be like so good. A week off from your weekend.
I'm going to. Maybe I'll take that. That's not a bad idea.
I don't know if they'll let you do that, but yeah. I'm going to add to your best weekend. We have the Fresh Start Mini Golf Tournament on Saturday at Adventure Golf. And 10-11 threw down a...
They put a video out mocking you guys.
Brett Baker put a video up with Kent Schemmick.
Yep.
I think we need to have a side bet. If we beat him, Schemmick has to shave off the mustache.
That's never going to happen.
If they beat us, I'll shave off the beard.
No, you know those guys last year on their own threw down a ton of their own pocket money on mulligans. And I doubt that's happening.
All right. So if you'd like to donate to our team and also the Fresh Start Home, which is an amazing cause, you can do that at freshstarthome.org or get your team together and join us for the fun on Saturday. And then as far as the NFL draft goes, there's three former Huskers that are potential draftees. It's very exciting that Stanley Morgan Jr., Divine Ozigbo, and Tanner Farmer all have a really good shot to get drafted.
Tanner Farmer's going to have the longest career out of all three of those guys. And he'll be the last one drafted.
That's so cool.
I think
that they're going to have a chance to be a part of the NFL and keep that tradition alive of Huskers in the NFL. It's amazing.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Finally, some redemption for the thoughts that are in your head.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you some fun if you're willing to share with us, and you can start doing that now on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll jump into that conversation next.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
This bad boy. This one will never fade.
Triple that gun.
The song from the gum commercial.
You know, sometimes we send that one up to headquarters for no reason.
It plays in Riley's head over and over again, like a million times. Let's watch it again.
Random stuff that pops into your head.
Inside Out explained a lot. That was
for
the
you?
Scene.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. That was the scene where there are little guys that work in her brain that send thoughts up. And
right.
Every once in a while, they pop out a random one, like a jingle from a gum commercial she saw 10 years ago. Just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Like the oven or your curling iron, the things that pop into your head, the nagging thoughts. And the new survey found out that 80% of us have turned around and gone back to double check on the nagging thoughts like that.
The number one is, did I lock the front door?
Yeah, it's all day.
Which is confusing because I haven't gone out my front door. Now that we all pull out of our garages, do most people have garages?
I got a little kid that runs out that front door every day. Like, I have to triple check that damn thing.
And you mentioned you get up in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have this weird...
With that one?
I have a weird thing about worrying about people breaking into my house. So I'll like be dead asleep and I'll just open my eyes and be like, I'm pretty sure I locked that door. Now I got to get up. And then I go walking down the hallway.
Pops into your head. Yeah. You've got to deal with that
happens
nagging
a
thought.
Lot. Happens a lot. Not so, fun.
But I mean, I think we all have these stupid things that we know aren't real, but we worry about them all the time. Haley, this says on Facebook, and this one I so relate to. I sit in my driveway every morning and watch my garage door completely close before I back into the street. Then I triple check in my rear view mirror to make sure it stayed closed.
That's a valid point.
I have actually turned around and gone back.
Because
like,
you weren't sure
did
if
I
you
watch
saw
it? I don't know.
Go all the way down.
Is there a chance I didn't close the garage door? Because clearly if I didn't, my whole family would be murdered, right?
Right, yes. Because the dogs would be barking next door, knowing that there's someone there. And, I got them.
So we wanted to know from you, what's the silly thing that sits in the back of your mind and just bugs the heck out of you?
JP, I like yours.
Mine is still, to this day, anytime it's brought up, the movie Titanic, Jack and Rose could have fit on that damn door. And
right.
They both would have survived.
That just wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I have thought. I mean, I'll be sitting there at the ball game last night. I'm like, nope, that's still a feasible thing.
No, I honestly still
he
think about
survived.
Them too. They didn't even try.
No. Because
have they never been swimming on a raft? I've been in a pool and if you can get on the raft, if you get on from opposite sides.
Like, how much does Leonardo DiCaprio weigh soaking wet? Probably not 200 pounds.
I also frequently wonder which one of my children will hate me. Like, I think about it a lot.
Really?
There's four of them. Think of the families you know with adults
There's
with
a
four
chance.
Children. All four of them do not still talk to their parents.
Wow. Which one of my four is going to hate me?
It's bound to be one of them.
Wow. That's extreme. All right. So from you, we'd like to know 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, that silly thing that's in the back of your mind just bugs the heck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
It can be anything. It could be the nagging thought about the garage door closing. It could be Rose and Jack on the damn door floating by the Iceberg and Titanic. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. We'll help you get those thoughts out of your head for a little while and entertain you with some fun this week.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Well, get your calls coming up. 466-9696 again. Facebook and Twitter as well to be a part of the conversation on nagging thoughts. And cash in concerts. Another word on the way for you to win.
KZKX Seward Lincoln. Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so far we've had enter, and now we add click. So put the word click into our website.
C-L-I-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the through line yet, but we'll get there.
So put click in for your chance to win $1,000 in tickets to see Brothers Osborne live with cash in concerts powered by Bud Light. Getting into your nagging thoughts, 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
Like in the movie Armageddon, wouldn't it have been way easier to train astronauts how to drill than to train drillers how to be astronauts? Whole movie takes on a different... One thing just feels like it takes a lot more training than the other.
Like, it's not like the drillers, like Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and them, are going to be flying the spaceship.
They had astronauts with them flying.
Yeah, they did have astronauts with them. So it's like,
and then they got up there, and you needed an expert on different types of oars. And he's Bruce freaking Willis.
Yeah, like, that's true. That's
Christine says, I have two of these thoughts. Okay. I have three pairs of socks with giraffe patterns on them. Why are they ankle socks instead of thigh highs? That doesn't make any sense. They're giraffes. Also, why are there always 8 pieces of candy in my package of 6 slits? Who didn't think that one through?
No. Very good point. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. These thoughts that just get stuck in your head and you can't get rid of them. We want to hear about it. 466-9696. That's Miranda Lambert's Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
They should announce a sequel to Groundhog Day and then just re-release the original. If I had a dollar for every time I needed a dollar, I would never need a dollar. Does a frozen yogurt headache burn fewer calories than an ice cream headache?
These are legitimate thoughts that are rolling around in Anna Kendrick's head.
Yeah.
I relate to those.
You just got a photo that popped up on your time hop that I think you need to share with people.
I will. I will put it on the Kix page in the comments of the conversation we are currently having because there's no way I'll ever stop thinking about this. 1 year ago today, we took a very staged photo of my then 10-year-old son angry and holding half a peeled banana, and nobody in my house has any idea what the heck was going on. It's so specific, and I don't know what that is. So the thoughts that just bug you all the time.
Yep.
Matt on Twitter says, the side gate every time I let the dogs out, the garage door every single day, the sump pump every time I am not at home and it starts to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then a follow-up tweet, dang it, now I have to go back and check the gate. And then a third follow-up tweet, it was shut, no loose pups in the neighborhood, everyone go back to what you were
doing. Good, I'm glad it at least worked out for him. You can let us know about your nagging thoughts on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. When I managed a Subway store back home, it was a small town, but my closers had a bad habit of leaving the drive-thru window unlocked. Because it was a small town, the police did checks at restaurant windows all the time, but I'd be laying in bed at 2 in the morning wondering if the drive-thru window was unlocked. Every once in a while, it bugged me enough that I had to get up and go to work and make sure the drive-thru window was freaking locked.
That'd be rough right there.
Mm-hmm.
The nagging thoughts you have. Good morning, Chadwick.
The 2014 World Series, Kansas City Royals not sending Alex Gordon home.
Yeah, that bugs the heck out of me, too. I think he could have made it there. It'd have been close.
He could have made it.
It'd have been real darn close.
That's just something that pops in your head every once in a while. It just drives you crazy, huh?
Every baseball game I watch.
That would be annoying. You're just like, ugh.
I'm confident in his assessment, only because it seems like he's given that a lot of thought.
Yeah, the Chiefs in the last, now that he says that, my brothers and I, we have this text chain where we talk sports all the time.
Uh-huh.
And between the three of us, I bet every like 4 days, D Ford lined up offsides when the Chiefs intercepted Tom Brady that would have sealed the game. And he was off by like 6 inches. If he'd have just been back 6 inches, the Chiefs go on to win the Super Bowl.
The laces were in.
Yeah, it's exactly
right
there.
They were in.
You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. For Elena Pineapple, this regularly in my head.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Oh, God.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
This is...
And they'll continue singing it forever.
Thank God I've never heard this before.
You've never heard the song that never ends?
No.
Oh, my gosh. In elementary school, people sang nothing.
Just have it?
Yes. Oh. I don't remember what it's from originally.
It's Lamb Chop or whatever.
Oh, thank God I've never heard
from way back.
But it was, and they'll just keep on singing it forever just because this is a song that never ends. Direct your angry emails to JP. He didn't have to play that.
That's true. I did because she brought it up.
He's about to play like It's a Small World in a minute or...
No, definitely not.
What does the fox say?
Baby Shark.
Oh, seriously? That one, why?
That's my walkout song for our softball team. Yes, we have those.
Officially, you've got Baby Shark as yours now?
I mean, that and then... Dirk's Bentley, the only one who wants to have fun tonight.
I have the same song stuck in my head all day long. It's this one here from Rauv.
I'm so tired of songs, tired of this song.
It's on KFRX all the time.
I'm so glad I've never heard this song.
It just gets stuck in your head and you're just kind of on a loop. And so that's in my head all day long.
Hey, we're talking about recently, Old Town Road. All the time.
Thank God I don't listen to that song.
All the kids, every child in elementary school can sing all the lyrics to Old Town Road now.
I've got my son trained to tell people that song sucks, it's not country. Every time he hears it.
Nobody said it. It's on KFRX all the time.
I know.
That song gets stuck in your head, man.
So proud. Good job, kid.
So hopefully we've knocked some other thoughts out of your head.
There you go.
And put these weird songs in your head to kind of... distract, but if you want to let us know about any nagging thoughts you have, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, will give you a chance to join us out at Eagle Raceway or the movies.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
Why are they not calling me back?
That's a solid thing to worry about.
Okay, with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em next.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
KX96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on KX96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
And it's brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking their rules with the uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials at Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. You've got your chance to win your own $25 gift card to go check out some Hertz Donut with today's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em as we try to help Shane with an issue he's got. So Shane would like to go out with Nicole again, even though they had one of those Tinder dates where you're just maybe just looking for a hookup. But he thinks that maybe there's something more going on between him and Nicole. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Okay, so we know you met on Tinder. Tell us about your date with Nicole and why you think it needs to be another date.
Well, I mean, so we met on Tinder, and, you know, she was really cool and sexy. And when we, like, first met, I immediately got a really good vibe from her because, you know, a lot of times on Tinder when you meet someone, they can be shy or a little timid, and she was, like, not that at all. And so we were really vibing, and I felt like it could be a lot more than just a hookup. So, we were hanging out, and I thought, like, okay, yeah, this, like, we could go back to her place. I could just do this, but I want to, like, kind of get to her more and not just make this a one-night thing.
Okay.
And she kind of gave this impression that she was, like, up for anything, which also was very attractive to me. And so...
up for anything as far as... the mechanics of, like, the hookup itself, or as far as where this relationship was going?
Look at Lauren.
What are we talking about?
Wow,
Lauren, okay.
just trying to clarify what we're actually talking about.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
Like where it could go, too. Not just, like, for the hookup, but, like, for where the relationship would go,
potential,
too.
So, yeah, relationship.
She's up for maybe starting a relationship. Man, dirty Lauren.
Exactly. You're just, and, you know, so I just straight up asked her. I was like, you know, could we wait and go out on another date? And she just said, oh, yeah, that's totally cool. I would be down for that. I was like, awesome. And, you know, it's been now weeks, and she's still not responding. So I kind of want to figure out what I did wrong.
Right. And you guys went out for drinks, basically, just kind of hung out, and then you asked for an extension, basically.
Do you think she was disappointed?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, was she there for a hookup?
Maybe she was just there for a hookup, but it really kind of seemed like she was totally cool with keeping it going.
Okay.
Making something more out of it versus just a one-night stand. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Let's see what she has to say.
All right.
Not a lot there to build off of.
Not a lot of guesses. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll just get right to it, Shane. What we'll do is we'll call Nicole and see if we can get from her what went down on the date. Best case scenario, we'll get you guys dinner and a movie on us. Not so best case, you at least find out what you did wrong so you don't make the same mistake.
If you did anything
wrong. Right, exactly, which could be the case too.
Awesome.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Not a lot to go on from our perspective, but maybe you heard something differently. You can let us know what you think went wrong on Shannon and Nicole's date on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form. You answer correctly what it was, and you've got a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If nobody gets it right, and you've got the funniest GIF, a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut with Dinner Dump 'Em coming up next.
I like my country in the morning. Because a good song can make your entire day. J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick, KX 96.9. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
All right, so the deal is Shane is not getting a call back from Nicole after they were going to have a Tinder hookup, but he's like, you know what? I really kind of like you. Maybe we could have an extension and go on another date.
Chris says she's already in a relationship. She just wanted a hookup.
Okay.
Possible. Colton said you can't go around catching feelings for hookups.
Those are good guesses. You can get yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for your chance to win Hertz Donut.
I got it good, baby.
Dustin Lynch on your Cash and Concert Station, Kix 96.9, with Datum or Dump'Em and trying to figure out why Shane is being ghosted by Nicole. Shamaya on Twitter, she ended up hooking up with another guy instead. Like, she was in the mood.
Oh.
And since Shane wasn't in the mood, she decided to find somebody else to hang out with.
Maybe.
That's a guess there, too. You can put your guess in on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And then we'll call Nicole and find out what's going wrong with Data Redump. I'm brought to you by Hertz Donut. Now, it's Mara Morris.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Do it again, your mic was off. Yeah, thank you. It's Datum or Dump'Em brought to you by Hertz Donut, where you can win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut with your guesses on what went wrong on Shane and Nicole's date. Molly says they're not hiding, they're just too damn scared to make a commitment. Troy says she found him kind of boring and he's trying hard to impress her once he thought there was a long-term deal. And then one of the best ones so far, the funniest so far, is she's in the stage of her life where she's having open tryouts and it's the gif of Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley shirtless trying out for Chippendales.
Fair enough.
That's a pretty funny one. So if nobody gets it right, it might be Troy's turn to win with
Hertz
Donut.
My favorite so far.
Let's find out what really went down with the date with Nicole.
Hello?
Hi, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hi, it's J.P. Lauren Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good.
Don't sound so nervous. It's all good.
Everybody is when we call them now. They don't know what we're about to ask.
That's what it is.
We actually are calling to talk to you about a date you went on recently.
I bet it's about Shane.
Okay.
So she knows the show.
What made you go there so quickly?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I was just looking for a fun night. Like, we met on Tinder, and I just wanted something with no strings attached.
Okay.
We hit it off, and I thought we were going to go back to my place to have a sleepover, as you guys like to call it. But he kind of threw me a little bit of a curveball and said, before we hook up, like, I want to set up one more date and have you meet my friend Shelly because I think you'd be the perfect, like, third party for a sleepover with her that he's been trying to arrange for a month.
Hold on.
What?
Yeah.
That picture was not painted for us.
This seems like something he should have mentioned in setting this up because...
Okay.
Yeah, that does throw a wrench in there.
I guess he did say you sounded like you were down for anything.
He did mention
that. Now
that
I think back to it.
He did say that.
Wow.
Well, I mean, like, I'd like to say that I am an adventurous person. And I would be happy to meet Shelly, but then he, like, showed me a picture of her, like, naked.
Oh, Okay.
And
there's just a lot.
It's kind of awkward to say, but like, I don't want to be judgy, but she's like not my type.
So wait.
That's totally okay to say.
So it's not that you are per se not into the
special sleepover?
The three-person sleepover.
Yeah.
It's not with her. She's not your type.
What's not your type?
Well, is that, I don't know. Is that relevant?
Oh, I don't. Oh. She's like in way better shape than me, which for me is intimidating.
Okay.
She looks a bit older
like,
than me.
Like how old?
Like I'm 27. She looks like she's like 50.
Okay.
And like, just, well, she's hot for like a 50-year-old, but like, I'm not like into dating with somebody who like looks like his mom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just to be super clear, like you didn't feel like riding that tricycle. That the place you were. Okay.
No.
Man, there is a lot of layers to what is happening here, uh-huh. And I feel that any of them could have been laid out for us
in the beginning.
Lead into this.
I know.
Could have mentioned that.
None of this. I would have never guessed in a million years, to be honest with you.
That, well,
as you know, Nicole, it's Dana Murdell from Shane is on the phone with us. Shane,
yep.
There's some stuff you left out there, man.
I feel this was misleading, Shane.
So Shelly is she's like a really good friend of mine and is my neighbor. Actually, and she used to be a college pole vaulter, and we do CrossFit together, and she's really cool. Okay, look, we've had like fun in the past and stuff, and she's really cool, but she kind of presented that idea to me, and when she did,
so this was Shelly's idea.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm thrown back by a lot of stuff, but the fact that you CrossFit and waited till now to tell us is the thing that's shocking me the most.
Because CrossFitters,
like, I thought that would have been like, right, like, you know,
I completely forgot about
I thought that was like,
they like to talk
a rule.
About CrossFit. Yeah,
okay.
That's number one.
I'm floored right now.
All right, so
that's the most shocking thing that's hit me so far.
So it was Shelly's idea for you to involve a third party.
Shane, to be fair, you called us to say that you had no idea why this girl you really liked isn't calling you back, and you neglected to mention that you suggested a threesome with your neighbor and you brought photos.
Well, I mean, she seemed like she was cool and deaf. I mean, some Tinder
I
man.
I asked
like,
you that specific question, and you all acted like I was being weird, and no, it's about this touchy-feely relationship we were going to have.
Yeah.
You were asking for a threesome!
Also, Lauren's okay. Wagging the mom finger I at am. You Big over the radio. I just want you to know that.
Well, look, I mean, she presented it, and I was kind of like, I didn't really want to have one of her friends in it. I wanted, like, maybe someone my own age when okay. She kind of presented this idea. Look, like...
Oh, the neighbor did. Okay.
The neighbor suggested...
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Versus, and you want somebody a little bit younger to partake in the three-person party.
Okay.
So, to be fair, you are on Tinder looking for someone to complete this...
Tricycle!
Tricycle.
It's a tricycle!
Yes. But, like, Nicole, look, if you had just told me that you weren't really into Shelly or the idea of this in general, I would have been totally fine with that and would have just wanted to go out on a date with you again because I think you're really cool. And I would still be down to do that.
So
it's not like a deal breaker for me.
Shane is willing to eliminate Shelly and just
date. Wow, what a guy.
And just date you, Nicole.
There you go.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to go out on a date with somebody who wants to get it out with somebody who's like 50. Do you know what I mean? Like,
in all of this, it's the age.
That's, hey, man, well, everybody's...
And Shelly's pretty fit, apparently, so...
Yeah,
and does CrossFit.
50-year-old.
Yeah. Okay.
You got one of those in your life, Lauren. A fit 50-year-old. Handsome man.
I just don't think I'm into it.
Okay.
Sorry.
And that's fine. That we're just here to help sort out what the
this
issue
has gone
is.
So many different crazy directions.
Right?
I'm in like a wow.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Shane, it seems that were you to have truth in advertising on Tinder, maybe you'd be more likely to find somebody who is into what you're into.
Yeah, maybe I should go on that app Thrinder instead.
Thrinder, that's a thing. Okay.
Thrinder, yeah.
I don't think I want to
Thrinder.
All right.
Oh, Thrinder? Like Tinder, but with three in front?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you'll probably find someone exactly who you were looking for.
Seems like a safe bet. Like all right. Well, gave it the old effort.
Nicole, thank you for taking our call.
Thank you.
And listening to the show and being a part of the Shane. We wish you the best, man.
Hey, I'll call you guys back and give you an update, huh?
Okay.
I'm sure people will be waiting.
I'm sure they will. Okay, so there you go.
That was a journey.
There was a lot in that one, too.
There was so much there.
A lot. I like a lot.
Yeah. Tony on Twitter, every time I think Denim or Dubham goes to a level I think can't be top, something comes along and raises the bar. Hashtag failed tricycle.
I like that he didn't mention when you specifically asked if something crazy was going on.
Right.
And then you'd think like her hang up might be, hey, that's a little weird on the first, you know, on a first date. But it was actually just because she was 50.
She's not my type.
She's like, yeah, she's 50.
P.S. I guarantee you she was like 42. Like, whenever a 27-year-old says someone's like 50, they're like 40.
Right, exactly.
That's funny.
All right. So I think we might have to give it to Troy Mustin. I think he had the best gift because nobody got it right. So Troy, you get free donuts from Hertz Donut from us.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
And now the knowledge that there's a thing called Thrinder.
I don't know that I needed that.
There's something in the new nugget to store in that brain of yours. Right? Dan and Dom every Tuesday and Thursday starting at 7:20.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
It's going down. Are you on Tinder? Is it your fate to get a date? A booty call or something more? Till you swipe right, you can't be sure.
Ah, Tinder. One of the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, you know what? Are there so many dating apps now that eventually everybody's just going to be alone on their solo dating app?
I have a question.
Waiting for someone else to like move through their social circle.
Right. I have a question for producer Liz. How many dating sites are you on?
Just one.
Just one?
Yes.
Okay. Which one?
FarmersOnly.com, duh.
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 Sally's out wandering the fields again.
Bumble.
Bumble's your
just Bumble.
Primary?
Didn't you get pranked once and got put on FarmersOnly.com?
Came into 1,000 emails.
Hey!
1,000 followers.
Humble brag.
They sent my, like, wow. Well, they sent my mileage to all of the United States. Yeah. So inbox, I was so mad. So mad.
You're telling me the mileage on your inbox isn't the entire United States?
It isn't, no.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you're only using one right now. How many have you used total?
I have only ever used Bumble and Tinder because in there I was like in relationships and stuff. So I'm kind of behind the curve because I haven't hopped on Hinge yet. Haven't gone on Coffee Meets Bagel either. Also,
okay,
just because
Coffee
of
Meets
where we
Bagel. What?
That's one where they like choose the matches for you, and you only get I think like two or three a day, and you get they're curated to you.
Okay.
And so you can't just like go on swiping binges, which is the most fun.
Shouldn't that be like Hot Dog Meets Bagel?
Oh,
rather than Coffee Meets Bagel.
Wow.
Hot Dog Meets Donut.
There you go. Wow, that's a yeah.
Producer Liz.
We might need to make a new one.
Because
that might
she's
be a good one.
Because she's on Bumble, you knew about this before anybody else. There's now a new private detector feature.
Yes. So one of the differences with Bumble is that you can send pictures when you're chatting with somebody and you still have to like tap to reveal them. Uh-huh. But there's this new private detector feature that's gonna come out where Bumble will give you a heads up if you're getting a picture that you may not want to.
Warning, there's a wiener behind here. Does it say that? That'd be so cool.
Wiener warning.
This thing pops up and it's like, warning, there's a wiener behind here.
Wiener, wiener.
That'd be awesome.
Wiener,
is it like an alarm that's going off?
Oh my gosh. That'd be super neat.
And also, I just love the concept of like some engineers sitting around developing this technology.
Yeah,
like, because they had to develop it and then just show it a million pictures of different wieners.
Right.
You had to teach this robot about wieners.
All right. So, what if they could recognize googly eyes on it? Will it still catch that that's actually a wiener?
They would have had to show the robot from all different possible angles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Every different size and shape and color.
Like, it's like on Silicon Valley.
Yes.
In real life.
Okay, so Bumble has the new private detector.
If you put a tiny t-shirt on it, it'll see right through.
Oh my God.
That's how you
get
past that.
You know what? They deserve to send it to me. Please don't. But like, if they put a t-shirt
and like
on
tiny
it,
sunglasses.
Like, honestly,
like
at that
sunglasses
point.
Sunglasses and a hat.
I'm impressed.
And like a t-shirt.
And I appreciate it.
There you go.
It's like legs versus.
Photoshop, draw little arms.
It's like legs versus hot dogs.
People do that, and those are very funny.
But
actually,
to reiterate. Do not send that to
no,
us.
That's yes, not
no, no,
do
please,
not,
no.
Do not, please.
Just so you know, my mom reads all my messages. I'm just going to tell people that so that they don't send them, because then my mom will be looking too. And Coryell. I mean, she gets a screenshot of everything I ever get.
Dudes of the world, unsolicited wiener pics.
Oh, they're gross. That's silly.
Are
that's
never, cool, ever the right way to go.
No. Unless you draw little hey, arms, nice then you. I'll laugh at least.
Can I get your phone number? I promise you I'm not going to call you. Is that like what you say to people? Like what?
Pretty much.
I do have to say, if they put a face or like arms on it, then I at least will laugh. I'll laugh at that.
Right.
I don't think you want me you again, laughing at
it. I'll giggle at you.
Also, yeah. As a... also... Jungle we John just snuck around the corner with a little...
a tiger. A stuffed tiger.
And it scared the crap out of her.
Elizabeth dies.
Right.
Talking about snakes, tigers popping out. I don't know.
All right, well, thank you, Liz. Good luck with your Bumble.
Yep.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Yeah. This, again, is why we need a camera in studio, because then things like that happen, and we can tell you about it, but it's more fun to see it. So
that should not have worked nearly that well.
No, it shouldn't.
Like, that's an adorable tiger, too. It's not even a scary one.
Speaking of tigers, Jungle John is a tiger. Wow. And we got him coming up next, brought to you by Max Muscle.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So are you going to catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard.
Lizard.
It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Oh, my goodness. Jungle John is back in studio with us, and he has brought
his hot body.
His furry that. Friend.
You like my cute little pussy? Yeah.
Do what? What did you just...
Hold on. So when we're at the deal and I holler at you about wanting to see your python, you are mad because we're at the zoo. But then you're going to come into our studio with that joke?
Well, the children's zoo is filled with children.
There's kids that's listening true. To this.
You really think that's there's kids true. Listening
most
to this?
Most of them are
this is an adult show.
Already.
Thing.
I'm pretty
you
sure.
You told me it was an adult show.
I'm like 98% sure. We have like 17 listeners okay, and then, at least four of them are children.
Okay. But
at
so,
least.
So we'll talk about the cute little pussycat and tiger, okay?
Your tigers are sweet, by the way.
Dude. You guys got to meet them yet.
Yes, we did. They
the
were
Sumatran
super cool.
Tigers are here.
Uh-huh. They are the most phenomenal creatures.
They're so cool.
They are just beautiful.
My favorite part yesterday, we walked kind of through the construction yeah. zone back to where the tigers are, and their fence is mostly still covered from the outside
right.
but there's like 6 inches from the bottom where between the sign covering their gate and the bottom, and as soon as we walk through, John goes, oh, I see you there, and like a big kitty, one of the tigers
that
is peeking through he's yeah. watching all the construction workers do oh, their yeah. stuff
deciding
a,
who he's gonna
like
eat.
A big cat
who can right. get really close to the mesh, okay, who can I take advantage of, because construction, you know, guys and gals do have to be really careful at the
right
because, you know, that we have
right
it's
wild
like that
animals?
Scene from Jurassic Park with the velociraptors at night.
Yeah,
yeah.
It
was the same kind of thing.
It was like, I'm just chilling, and look how cute I am. I'm going to eat you in a minute if I get the opportunity.
And they are capable of that.
I was also so excited to see what you guys have done with the inside of what was the Ager Center.
Isn't
because
that really cool?
People that have children my age, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, have spent hundreds of hours of their lives inside that building.
Stay tuned. We'll show even a lot more of that coming up.
It looks awesome
it's
in
cool.
there.
It's really, really cool. But the Sumatran tigers, like you said, they're really critically endangered. We're really excited to have Axel and Kumar at the Lincoln Children's
nice.
Zoo. And they will be meeting the kids on May 10th when we cut the ribbon.
Okay, so they'll be out at May 10th.
And
beautiful.
Did, you know, did one of you crawl into the Jeep yesterday?
We had... I didn't.
I climbed up there.
Yeah, and then climbed up
so
there.
Sort of your son
I was
did.
My kid
yep.
did.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be... It's a really cool Jeep where mm-hmm. the tigers share the Jeep with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's
yeah.
4 inches of glass in between.
Explain that, though, too, because you said something about the temperature control, too.
Right. On the tiger side of the Jeep, there's a little area there, and it's cooled in the summertime. So the tiger's area is cool, and it's heated in the wintertime. So it encourages the tigers to get up and be right
so
next
they want to hang out there with the
so
kids.
They want to hang out. So it's really, it's the only place in the country that you'll have a Jeep like that for the tigers.
How about those tigers getting heated seats for the winter, and I can't get that in my vehicle? Dang it.
It's because we love the tigers more than we love you,
that's
Husker
fair.
Nick.
That's
you know,
fair. That's, I don't
they're
love
more rare than you are. Their genes are more rare than your
true.
Genes.
That's
okay.
true. Yeah, man.
So
May 10th is the big day. What all are people going to see at the ribbon cutting on May 10th.
On May 10th, they'll come into the brand new entrance. You'll see the red pandas walking overhead. They're going to splash in the splash stream with the kids. For the kids, they're going to swing with the monkeys. They're going to sit in the Jeep with the tigers. They're going to be feeding the giraffes. May 10th. So we ask you to be patient with us. There's a couple more weeks as we put some more finishing touches on it, but it's just going to be awesome. But the zoo is open every day, 10 to 5.
Yeah. Can I say, too, because yesterday, can we talk about the video we shot yesterday?
Sure, talk about
it. Okay, so we shot this video that is going to play, I think, right before in the animal.
And like in the amphitheater before the brand some new of the amphitheater shows. It's welcoming people to the show.
So, it's funny because I'm not going to lie to you. I usually don't get nervous at all doing any of this broadcasting stuff. But it hit me, one, like my kids and all my kids' friends are going to see this thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Two, Lauren's got all this like experience doing this stuff. So JP and I are just standing there like goobers, like, yeah.
Well, we kept telling Nick, you know, don't scratch your butt.
That's
okay,
true.
Don't pick your nose.
Well, it was only from the waist up. They couldn't have seen it.
No, but I instantly went to, because at one point in time you're talking, I went and touched my beard. I'm like, oh, we're going to have to do that one over.
Exactly.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Touch my beard.
No personal grooming, because you got to look. Star material, Husky.
Yeah, we were trying. Listen, man.
And it's
hopefully, what they'll do is they'll trim it down and zoom into just those two. And then it'll be perfectly safe. And you'll just hear my voice off the side saying something.
But because you guys are part of announcing the great new things that we're going to have at the amphitheater. Okay, the Wild Kingdom Amphitheater. We've got some new animals coming, and we'll bring those in the studio in the weeks ahead as you meet them, too. So it's going to be really, really
cool. So it's going to pay to follow us on Facebook.
Follow
live
you on Facebook. Check us out. You got it.
Wild
you
know animals what? You're thinking of bringing in.
I'll see you at the zoo.
What about the upcoming match with Kix 96?
Here's what you need to know about Kix 96. I asked one of the guys on their team, hey, what do you think about Tiger Woods? And he goes, I don't know. I've never played there. Come on. What's wrong with these people? 96 Kix. How long have they been 96 Kix? Can't they get to 100 by now? For the love of God, we're going to kick their rear ends. We're going to let our...
So there's that. Clubber Shemek is throwing it down. It's the Fresh Start Home Mini Golf Challenge and Adventure Golf. It's this Saturday, and you can be a part of the fun with your team at freshstarthome.org. Monica's back in with us to let us know a little bit more about how things are going. So 10-11, throwing shade, whatever.
They're calling you out.
Wow.
I know, right?
Do they know we're bringing ringers?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the secret. Unless they listen to our show, they don't know about the ringers we're bringing in our partners.
We have
foursome.
Two Husker athletes that are coming to play with us. It's going to be JP and Lauren and a couple of Husker athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm
serious this year.
I mean, they're not golfers, but...
but they are competitive mini golfers.
Yes.
On the side. They legitimately have, because in England, it's a big thing for Nick Percy, the thrower for the Huskers, that that's his side sport. Is mini golf, and they take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dating Aubrey Corder, who happens to be the goalie for the Husker soccer team. And they have their own competitive matches with each other to the point where they almost got thrown out of adventure golf one time.
Getting really competitive.
So we're hoping they can bring the pain to Shimmick and whoever else they decide to bring from that 10-11 crew.
But it is not too late to get into this, right, Monica?
No, it is not. It's unusual. We moved it up this year to April, and we have some team spots still left.
Ooh, okay.
People wanted to register and come and see this competition and this side competition we have. Mm-hmm. Between 10-11 and Kix.
So it's $20 to be part of this event, which is pretty amazing. You get to golf in teams of four.
Yeah.
But also breakfast, which, did I hear crepes?
Yes.
Oh,
we haven't really been saying that, but yes, that's the plan. Well, it is.
Another reason
that's
to come.
Plan. We were going with pancakes, and our caterer thought crepes are easier to just roll up and walk around. So yeah, we're going to have.
So for your $20, you get 18 holes of mini golf, plus crepes for breakfast, and there's prizes and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. And all of the money goes to Fresh Start Home. Monica, remind everybody what Fresh Start Home does.
Fresh Start is a transitional program for women experiencing homelessness, and they can be homeless for any reason. So we see a lot of people who have lost their job, who are trying to live life sober now, who are coming out of difficult situations or relationships, just any reason of homelessness, physical health, mental health. And they can be in our program for up to a year. And it's a home environment. So we're there to support them through their struggles while they get back on their feet. And that's what all of the team entries, the mulligans, the donations, all of that supports that program at Fresh Start.
Fantastic.
So all your money is going to a great program.
Uh-huh.
And what a better way to spend Saturday morning.
Right. It's from 8:30 to noon. $20 per person. So get your team of four together.
Yeah. And if you can't come, you can still donate.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yes. So when you're there, you can buy mulligans, which also helps. And you can buy mulligans for other teams as well. And then you can also, if you can't come, donate to Team Kicks on the website. You'd go like you're going to register a team, but you just pick donation. Mm. And we have a team fundraising challenge. And if people donate for Team Kicks, then I'll also give you mulligans.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay,
so I'm going to throw it out there, and we'll just see what people do.
Hmm.
Ken Shemek has that iconic beard, mustache. I have an iconic beard. I think if you donate to the Kicks team, Shemek will have to shave off the mustache. The most money.
I don't know that you can make that promise.
I'm throwing, hey, he's throwing shade at us. I think if you donate to our team, he will have to shave the mustache off.
If you get more donations than them?
Yes. If we get more donations than them, he needs to shave off the mustache. If they get more than us, then I'll shave off the beard.
Well, anything for more money for the ladies at Fresh Start.
Right. So you're right on board with me on this.
And I don't have to shave my head or anything.
Right.
So I'm good.
Right, yeah.
I don't shave your head or anything. But,
easy for you to say.
We'll see if those 10, 11 guys are paying attention right now because, we've got a big challenge. And again, it's a lot of fun and a great cause, and you can be a part of it. FreshStartHome.org. Get your team together or donate to Team Kicks. And again, all the money going to a great cause. Monica, you guys do great things. Thank you so much for what you do.